Hallelujah, Boker Tov, everybody. That was Becca Shea to lead us into praise, prayer, decree, and declare here on Love Live Rock, Remnant Reality Radio, where starting our Yom Yahweh is the best way to start our day. Let's praise, prayer, decree, and declare our way clear of everything that's coming against our attitude, our ruach, our prosperity, and our lives. Like the fact that I tried posting 4 good morning posts with graphics and everything else, and my browsers kept freezing on me, so I had to do one without a graphic. So there's nothing like black and white. Hey, at least it keeps it honest. You know what you're getting. Hallelujah. Life is in the power of our tongues, propelled by the very breath He placed in our lungs. He's the spark. He is the fuel. Don't be a fool. L2R4 is the pump, and this message is high octane. We are the vehicle carrying a message of Ahava from Shamayim across Eretz events. And for those of you that may not be familiar with Hebrew yet, Ahava is love. Shamayim is the Hebrew word for heaven. And Eretz is this plane you're walking on. So there, now you got your short, sweet Hebrew lesson of the day. We can start working the rest of this through, and we can start filling up that tank. Hallelujah. Yami, would you be willing to pray in and pray clear the line this morning and kick this thing off by inviting Yah's presence into the line? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We do enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we come to your courts with praise, and we say, this is the day that Yah has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For Father, you have done great things, and you have helped us to experience life the way you meant it to be. Because in you we do live, move, have our being. Let us not even move at all unless we move in you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you. And Father, thank you that you do not allow the enemy to triumph over us. Though he comes in like a flood, he won't win, because you are our champion, and we have chosen you because you first chose us, and you loved us and made the way. So thank you that there's nothing that seems difficult to us. It's not to you. There's nothing that can defeat you and your plan, and we're on your team. And because of that, we are champions with you. And we choose, Father, to give you this day. Like every morning, we know we can renew our relationship with you, and we can establish that by the words of our mouth, by our heart's exposure, because you are the ruler of our heart. And so there is a plan you have, and we choose to agree with it. And we know that you've given us authority over the enemy, and we thank you that everywhere we plant our foot, we take a step, we claim that land as your property, and Satan's getting less and less places he can hide or try to sneak in, because you are the author and the finisher of his life too. And we know, we've read the end of the book, Father, and we know that he doesn't have hope in the future. But for us who walk with you, Father, you don't say to walk ahead of you, and you don't say, yes, we do have to follow, but you say we walk with you side by side, following you in a place where you put us to rule and reign. For we are called to be rulers and to reign over the enemy and to possess the land. And thank you, you have given all good things to us. And there's nothing that can change the truth. And you are the truth. You are the way of life we choose. Thank you, and take over this love line, this place where we come to begin our day and establish that we are rooted and grounded in love, and that you our love, we know your name, and we know your marvelous attributes, and that you have given them to us. So let us hear what the Ruach has to say for us this day, and let us accomplish what he has in store. Because, Yah, thank you that you're always good to Israel. And thank you for life. Amen.
Well, praise Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Well, I hope this is the start of something good that's going to continue. I am excited today. I am thankful. I am awake. And I was actually on time. I was actually early, believe it or not. So I'm thankful Yah woke me up this morning. I'm thankful for the chance to be on the line and share the opening moments of my day with all of you, my Mishpacha. If you are new to the call, welcome. Boker Tov. Your love, keep coming back. What you're going to get in this next 2 hours of your life is going to feed you, it's going to sustain you, and it's going to draw you closer to your Elohim, the one and only Yahweh, your deliverer, our deliverer. And that is something to be grateful for. I'm thankful for my wife and kids. I'm thankful for the promises of another day. I'm thankful that my past is behind me and that I can move forward into a future that, with the proper attention given to my Creator, I can create the intentional future that I want. Why can I do this? Because he's commanded me to. And this isn't just for me. It's for all of us. That promise stretches throughout time and into every life that chooses to accept it. And that is a beautiful thing. So hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I just pray that in everything that would try to get in our ways today to keep us from taking the actions needed to move forward to build better would be crushed under the foot, under the heel of Yeshua HaMashiach. Abba, that where a heart needs to be lifted, where Ahava needs to be shed, Abba, I decree and declare that it be done, and that it be done according to your will with your intent, and that they would leave knowing that they actively engaged with you and are better for having us come into their lives, not because of who we are, Yah, but because of who you are. I decree and declare that any spiritual manifestations, any spiritual powers, principalities, that again, they would be set to flight. They would have to flee in the presence of Yahweh. They would have to flee in the presence of those calling on his name, those believing in his purpose, those believing in his righteousness and his truth. There is no shadow where they can hide. There is no crack, there is no crevice, there is nothing that can hide from the pure light of your love. I decree and declare safety over my neighborhood, over those of the Mishpacha that are traveling. I decree and declare shalom over the hearts and minds of all those on the line, that they would be utterly effective in every endeavor that they've put their hands to today. And that Yah would be so much at the forefront of their minds that they can't help but express gratitude towards him. Abba, we know that you hear us. We know that you direct our paths. We know that you want to prosper us in every possible way, so that we can continue to carry out your work in this land. So, Abba, we decree and declare that which we need today, we would attract. And we would walk in it in reverence and authority and power, able to share, able to take dominion, and willing to surrender to who you are and what you instruct. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And Yamen. In Yahweh El Elyon, I am made tzaddik, or righteous through Yeshua's righteousness. I am free of doubt, confusion, lethargy, inactivity. I am a B'nai Or, an Achi, brother, shaver, a friend, in Kodesh set apart standing with a Kodesh reputation. I am loved to the deepest, most intense definition of the world, of the word in all languages. I am shielded by Shamayim's Shachma, protected from harm, both in the earthly realm and in the unseen realm. I am dead to my flesh, past sins and failures, self-defeating, self-degrading thinking. I am a powerful prayer warrior, guided altar worker, and valued and respected messenger, possessed of the mind of Yeshua, the Shachma of Shamayim, pursuing deeper levels of intimacy with the Creator. I am walking with a powerful anointing upon me at all times, benefiting from an intimate personal relationship with the Ruach of Yah. I am free to express and pour forth the favor of the kingdom of Shamayim because of who He is in me. I have nothing to apologize for. Having the authority to walk in unquestionable, unimpeachable boldness, excitement, and truth through Him who lives within and through me. I am instantly obedient, stepping out in faith, even in the darkest of situations. I, by faith, walk perpetually in the light of His kanan, His favor, the authority of Yeshua, and the wisdom of Solomon. I am not perfect, but He who dwells within me is. I am Kodesh for the work of the King. I am Kodesh for the work of the kingdom. I am unable to be victimized by Gadriel. Satan cannot take, shake, or break my faith, my shalom, my joy, my trust, or my obedience, or the property entrusted to me. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And amen. Yami, are you ready with your teaching this morning?
Hallelujah.
All right, go for it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just thank you, Father, that you lead us into all truth, that you have many people that open their mouth and you fill their mouth with words of life. And those are put in our path to help us make it through our journey. Now, our first best friend is you. You're the one who walks with us. And then you are the one that talks through others to us. And you use us to talk to others. Then we get to be witnesses of to and for you, and we can be an expression of your love. And our you are our anchor, and our personal relationship with you is all about abiding in you and you abiding in us. And I have a little sacred inner session book, and I'm going to read about anchors to your personal relationship with Yah. Spending time alone with our Yah is a prayer and the first anchor in developing our relationship with Him. Through prayer, we grow in friendship and love with Yah. It is how we talk, and more important, listen to Him who created us. It is how we read scripture and hear what they have to say and become a doer of them. Reading scripture is one of the most important ways we can communicate, listen, and interact with our Messiah. And therefore, it is the second anchor in developing a life of intimacy with Yah. His word is His voice to us. by spending time in the Word, as directed by the inspiration of the Ruach, the attributes of Yah, and His promises are revealed to us. His voice can be heard through Scripture. The Ruach will open the line of spiritual communication, or Ruachal communication. When we pray, we should always ask the Ruach to guide our prayers. Journaling is one way to record and learn from our conversation with Yah. As we pray, life grows and deepens. We will undoubtedly find ourselves conversing more often with Him in a natural dialogue. Practice and talk to Him. For truly, He is our fortress and He's our strength. And He's our very best friend. And as we become familiar, we understand Him. And it's sort of like when two people are married a long time, they just know what the next is going to do because they know them that well. They've spent time and had many experiences with them. Well, Yah is our first mate. Hallelujah. He's that one that is lover of our Ruach, of our soul, of the part of us who is depending on Him for life. And He brings to us life and life more abundant. I pray that we do our part, that we do not forget His benefits, and we do not even want to move without His approval, because we know we're safe. And Father, people use languages and sometimes correctly and sometimes incorrectly. But You read our hearts, whether we clumsily say it or use words that aren't good. You're the one who knows our hearts. I remember when I went to a class that was taught at Shalom. It was teaching people how to be a witness back in the days, 60s, when you're supposed to even go door to door and get out among the people. And this gentleman said he taught them, he would teach them, and then he'd go out with them one time. And in the teaching, he found it was pleasant to go with some of the people because they were doing it the way he was taught. They were obeying his instruction, which is good. And then there was this one, and she was a little old lady that loved Yah and walked with him. And he dreaded going out with her because she just didn't seem to know how to do it the way he wanted, the way he was teaching. But the time came. He had to go out with her. And they went to the neighbor, her neighbor, and she took them over some cookies or a dish. And they had the conversation, and in that time, this woman did everything wrong. Everything he said not to do, she did. And he thought, well, you know, you can't teach them all, right? Well, that Sunday came, and that family that she went and they visited with together showed up at church. They were wanting to see what more that this creator that they were talking about, what he had to offer. And my point is, we have to individually get what Yah has for us to do the way, and we can never look at someone and say, you're not doing it right, because we're not, but that one, we're not had in that assignment. How can I build onto somebody else's house that they're building? Because the builder knows what he has in mind, and the builder has the right way to do it, planned it out and has blueprints. And yes, we do need to know the way Yah wants us to operate, and that's in love. But love shows itself most appropriately in every given situation. And we can't come into somebody else's work and think they are not doing it right, because the proof is in the pudding. And the one who makes the final decision directs the path of each of us. And we are to love one another. And in that love is a degree of respect of what is another's part in the kingdom. And just enjoy how they contribute, and not say that we know a better way, because Yah puts into the heart of man that which he wants them to accomplish. And we can encourage and love one another and see the height, the depth of breadth, the length and the width of the love he has towards all of us, and not reject the gift of somebody who does it a little different than us, but still holds on to the same principles of love. Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Yeah, appreciate it. That's a good word. That is a good word. Okay, Marissa, are you ready to go this morning?
I guess as ready as I can be.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you to receive this as it's meant. There is normally a bleep or a ping sound whenever we text within the program. I don't know that Rock was seeing these messages that you were sending. Okay, I was seeing them, and I honestly thought you were talking about computer windows. Okay.
No, I'm in the car, and the windows are halfway up.
Hey, this is where you don't try to cut people off when they're speaking.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And when I ask you to stop texting in the program, that is not permission or invitation to respond again. That stop talking. That stop texting. Okay?
Okay.
I apologize for being harsh. Thank you. If you're ready with your praise, prayers, decrees, and declares, and your other readings, please take it away.
Okay. I was trying to my phone wasn't allowing me to send text messages, and I'm locked in the vehicle. So anyways, I'm need to start with the Psalms, is what we're starting with. I'm going to get to them first. So we're going to begin the book of Psalms in the morning. Starting at Psalms 1. Is Baruch is the man who shall not walk in the counsel of the wicked, shall not stand in the path of sinners, and shall not sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the Torah of Yahweh. He meditates his Torah day and night, for he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water that yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not rise in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of righteous, but the way of the wicked comes to naught. So today, decree and declare that in this a new day, Yahweh woke me up, excuse me, and I am trying to make the best of it. And I decree and declare that I am made righteous, and that I can do all things through the Messiah who strengthens me. I'm thankful for Yahweh that he's helping me overcome some of the challenges. The kind of clear that I am that we're in times that I can't think right now. It's hard to think when I'm sweating so bad. The kind of clear that I am made whole, and I am going to find my list. I just got stuck for a minute. I'm going to say that I am, that we are, sorry, for some reason my brain is not working. It's really hot. And I can declare that Yahweh is our helper. That he's keeping us in his fullness. So I can declare that we have Yahweh's timing. And that Yeshua is the forefront of our day. And I can declare that for those who are in addiction, Yahweh, that you can help them come out of that problem. And alcoholics too, for less deaths in life. And also to communicate for the dope dealers out there, Yahweh, that you can take them off the streets and help the men and women in uniform to get the bad men off the streets. And to communicate for finances and F-39 team, as well as the Asante and the activity. As I'm not sure what my website is, because I don't think I'm active, so that's why I can't figure it out. So I got to figure out my website for activity. So I decree that all things come to alignment with our businesses and our families. With you, Yahweh, you're lining us up in your word. position eclipse. You help people in their openness to come out of it. As you're forgiving us of our sins, you're cleansing us from past fleshly desires and wrongdoing. You're renewing our minds. You're helping those with mental health problems. You're keeping us in the cod. And we have your fruits, Yahweh. Your love, your joy, kindness, peace, faith, gentleness, meekness, patience, and self-control. In our families, and the clinically that there's no division on me and my children. You're gonna clear that Yahweh is our deliverer. And that we have we always help with the prison ministry system, as well as brothers, sisters, and the teachers, and then brothers to Shipley, to Peter Clare for my children, for my family, the ones that are watching my children, and you're helping them, Yahweh, and then to Peter Clare for the problems in the transgender and the children, all this stuff that's going on. I'm thankful that they're bringing it out into the light. And the pharmakia problems with it. And if you declare you're helping with that situation. And that you're helping with sex slavery and sex trafficking and world violence out there, Yahweh, and our they keep our commandments. They keep your commandments, Yahweh. And decree and declare that they are cleansing us from all past sins and lust and any demonic influences. They are cleansing us from it. And I am thankful that I am Yahweh's daughter. That I'm made whole. That I am for the morning, for the sunshine, and thankful for the seasons that we are in. Thankful that Yahweh made your seasons unique. Thankful for my children. For salvation. Thankful for animals, for Yahweh's discernment. Thankful for my health. Hallelujah. Well, I'll pass it that for now.
All right, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Appreciate it. Is there anybody else on the line that would like to come forward with their praise, prayers, decrees, and declares this morning? We seem to have a pretty full house going. Invitation going once. Invitation going twice.
Were you talking to me?
Well, I could have been.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no. I said, anybody else that wants to come forward with their praise, prayers, decrees, and declares this morning, feel welcome.
Yeah. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. So I'm thankful for my Savior, and I'm thankful for His Word, the Word. I'm thankful for my husband, and the Mishpachah, my family, and for Abe. I'm grateful for a beautiful home to live in, a plan and a purpose for my life that you have for me. I'm thankful for Love, Inc., and thankful for the means you provided to bring increase. Hallelujah. today I want to just lift up Rock to you. I pray that you would continue to have a safe and steady trip to Florida, that it won't overwhelm him, that he doesn't get overly tired, but that it's a calm and an enjoyable trip. I pray for the health and safety and well-being of the Mishpacha. May each one have your hand upon them in these areas for their finances, for their marriages, for their safety, and for their guidance from you. I pray for Marissa and her recovery, and that we as the Mishpacha can serve her well and be loyal, dedicated servants to this cause. I pray for Kenny and Patty today, and I pray that the bulging disc in her back would miraculously heal. And that she, when she goes back to the doctor, that there is no need for any further treatment. And I thank you for their love and dedication to one another. I pray for our family members, especially those who have experienced your touch. May they remember your love and the desire to seek it more fully each day. I pray for my ex-husband and all those still struggling in active addiction. I pray that you set the captives free today, Yah. I pray for Shipley, the prison ministry, and the introduction of Transform Recovery into the prison system. Hallelujah. Father, I am forgiven. I am loved. I am diligent. I am a prayer warrior. I am fearless. I am a Proverbs 31 wife. I am an encouragement to the body. I decree and declare for this day that we will walk by faith and not by sight, that we will trample our enemies, that we will take every thought captive today, that we are overcomers by the blood of Yeshua, that we will fight the good fight today, that we will prevail over wickedness. And I decree and declare that we will speak life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Stan. Wow, what a morning. All right, is there anybody else out there that would like to come forward with their praise, prayers, decrees, and declares before we shift into our 27 minutes of meditation? Hallelujah. All righty. That being the case, we will see you in about 27 minutes. Well, actually, we might not see you, but we'll be back after this.
Thank you.
Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for the time we get to spend just listening to you. Abba, whether we get specific answers to specific questions that we ask in the moment, or that we've asked months ago or longer. Abba, whatever the situation is, we know that your timing is perfect. Abba, we thank you for drawing close to us. We thank you for robing yourself in a human form. And going through this with us. Abba, we ask for your strength. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for your ahava to pour out of us into our neighbors. Abba, let that be our meditation today and every day. As we seek one thing, and that is to be more like you in every possible way. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, hallelujah. I hope everybody is back with us this morning. I see that we have a newcomer on. We're going to ask Dan if he wants to take a few minutes and introduce himself, share with us his praise, prayers, decrees, and declares, and then we will get into the Wealth of Wisdom teaching. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm Daniel. I am transformed. I am delivered, set free. I am no longer a drug addict, alcoholic, or addicted to sexual lust. I thank the Father for Yeshua opening the doors of heaven and pouring out a barukatah upon lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, that he have delivered me. This day is a new day that Yeshua has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And again, I say rejoice because it is a beautiful day that Yahweh has made. And he is giving us another day to work out our soul's salvation with fear and trembling. And he has opened the door for me to be in the house of Yeshua. I call that. Started early at the bike shop this morning for his will to be done. And he opened the door that no man can open and closes doors no man can reopen. He opens doors no man can close, and he closes doors no man can open. So, Barukatad of Yeshua this morning, and highly favored, and just thankful that I am a child of the Most High. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Dan, appreciate it. Hope you have a successful, prosperous day in everything you do.
Amen.
If you could turn with me to Proverbs 18, we're going to be looking at 17 through 20. And if you could let me know when you're there.
Proverbs 18 and 17. All right, Proverbs 18, 17 through 20. I'm there.
All right. Actually, we're one more to that. We're going to add 21 to that. It just kind of goes with the flow of it.
Got it.
All right. Excellent. That's two. No, Okay, well, while everybody else is on their way to getting it, we're just going to plow forward. Proverbs 18, 17 through 21. He who is first in his cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. The lot causes arguments to cease and divides between the mighty. An offended brother is worse than a fortified city. Yea, their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He shall be satisfied with the produce of his lips. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit. Now, while we were meditating, shared something with me on this about how I was supposed to handle this, and we're going to break it into basically three pieces. I'm going to take, we're going to look at 17 and 18, 19, and then 21 and 22, because the subject matter is different. Okay? He who seems first in his cause is just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. The lot causes arguments to cease and divides between the mighty. I believe what this is supposed to be conveying is the fact that whoever comes out first verbally in a dispute or in a situation or with an issue, whoever opens his mouth first in the company of others is going to seem justified. Obviously, they're justified in their own mind already, or they wouldn't be bringing it up. But we've all at one point in time heard the expression that there's always two sides to a story. But that, in fact, is only half true. There's four sides to a story. There's my side. There's your side. There's Yah's side. And there's Hasatan's version. And we have to make sure that if our neighbor comes and searches us, as the word says it will, because we know that that iron sharpens iron. And we know that, you know, things change when we're dealing face to face with somebody. We've got to make very, very sure that our arguments are righteous, that they stand, that they are able to withstand Yah's test of righteousness. Now, if you look at it, you're not going to sit there and try to argue with a rabbi that has been serving for 50 years and is considered righteous. You're not going to, regardless of the offense, you're not going to publicly try to call this man a liar, because, one, he's going to have many years of experience to back him up. Plus, he's going to have the witness and the testimony of those that that know him and know the service that he's put in, and they know his character. And while I went deep with that first part, this can kind of be likened to what was going on earlier in the chat, in the free conference call. Marissa was thinking she was chatting with Rock. She was posting messages. Well, I was getting them. So when she asks me to open, so when she asks that windows be open, I'm sitting here, I'm all sorts of confused. It's like I can't open my windows any further. All I've got is my computer. Okay. I was not aware of the situation that Marissa was in. So her case was just, her cause was just, she was getting warm in the back of the truck. I get that. But there was no way for me to know that at this point in time. If there's a justifiable dispute, then we need to come together. And that's where we get to verse 18, the decision-making process. The lot causes arguments to cease. This could also be looked at as the command not to move landmarkers. Thou shalt not steal, one of the commandments. And that's basically defined as don't go and move the stones that your neighbor has put to mark out his property. Do not move them in more, closer to, essentially giving yourself more land. Because if you do that, and he can prove that it was done, now you have to go before the judge and say, look, this is the way it was. And if there's more than one judge, then they're going to cast lots on it, and both will be made to rest on the agreement to end the dispute. And we should be able to correlate that to today, okay, in the political system, and, we think of elections as lots and things, things of this nature. But we also know how corrupt it gets, okay, or how corrupt it's gotten. And that leads us into verse 19. An offended brother is worse than a fortified city. You could change that word brother to neighbor. An offended neighbor is worse than a fortified city. There are political parties in the world today that are trying to win back, that should, if they're wise, if there's any wisdom there, they should be trying to woo their neighbors to casting a lot in their direction. An offended brother is worse than a fortified city. If you have so violated a brother or a neighbor or a friend, that offense will get harbored, whether it's justified or not, and it's not. Because if that brother or sister holds on to that offense, obviously the forgiveness that is called for has not gone out. It's not been offered. The person has not, while it might not make a lot of sense, not repented over being offended. If they haven't repented over being offended, then they haven't received the forgiveness from that offense. And all that is just piling up and piling up and piling up. And the contentions somehow managed to get cemented in, frozen in stone, frozen in the stone of that brother's heart, because in time that brother's heart is going to get hard too. And now all of a sudden you've got the image of a prison, of prison bars, and the only one that's able to open those bars or those doors, whatever the situation is that brother that was offended. And that's going to take a lot of making amends, to use modern terminology. Okay, the casting of lots is probably not going to do it, regardless of how mighty the one might be or the other might be. Because even if you were to take it to a Levitical priest and or to a judge and say, this is the situation, even if the priest rules in the favor of the one that was offended, there's no guarantee that that brother is going to forgive and forget. And forgetting is hard. There's no guarantee that he's going to forgive. And there's no guarantee that the brother that was decided against is not in his own right going to get offended in return. So, as we look at this, 20 and 21 draws to a conclusion. He who is first in his cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. The lot causes arguments to cease and divides between the mighty. An offended brother is worse than a fortified city. Yea, their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Stop. That's one thought. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. While that could be, while that on one level references natural food for sustenance, that's an obvious, simple explanation. Yes, of course a man's belly is going to be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. The fruit of his mouth is going to say, give me 12 pears. Give me that cut of meat. Let me buy that cut of meat from you, etc., etc. But what about addressing the consumption of the word of Elohim and I don't like the word regurgitate in this situation, but I'm going to use it anyway. But as we mentally consume, as our Ruach Oman chews on the word of Elohim and the words of Yeshua, and we consume those, our Ruach belly should be satisfied with that. And it should begin to overflow with that. And we, he or she, shall be satisfied with the produce of his or her lips. Because the produce of our lips should be just as sweet as that which was consumed. And if they're not, and if our words leave a bad taste in our mouth, then I think we're touching on corrupt communication. As Rock spoke very eloquently on several times recently, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He shall be satisfied with the produce of his lips. Stop. Absorb that. Hear that. Listen to that. Let that wisdom, let that shachma settle in as we look at 21. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue. Now there's an image for you. That is an image for you. I see two hands coming out of my mouth and wrapping their hands around my neck only because I have not watched my language. I have not watched closely enough. I have not been conscientious enough of my confession. Confession doesn't have to have anything to do with religion or belief. I mean, it's going to have something to do with belief no matter what, but not belief on a quote-unquote religious or spiritual level. Okay, I can confess something out of my mouth that has got nothing to do with the Bible at all. I'm out bowling in a fall league. I got a strike. That's a confession. Now, if you got nine pins standing there, then your neighbor is going to kind of look at you funny. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue. And those who love it shall eat its fruit. Now, that second stanza, that the right side of that comma here does not specify which it they're talking about. Some people can love death. Why they would, I don't know. But it is possible to love death. It makes absolutely no sense, even coming off my lips. It sounds ridiculous. But whether they realize they're loving it or not, they're probably acting it out, and it's probably more obvious in their actions than it is in the words that they say. The confession proclaiming life is probably easier to communicate and easier to swallow because you don't have any hands around your neck trying to choke you out. And because Solomon informs us back in verse 20 that a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He shall be satisfied with the produce of his lips. And those who love it shall eat its fruit. And yeah, I intentionally cut it off there because it's going to take wisdom. It's going to take shachma to avoid behaviors that in any way, shape, or form promote death. Keep life in the hand of the tongue. Keep life as the confession of the tongue. And the fruit will not rot. Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for your wisdom. Abba, help us to seek it, help us to value it, help us to hold on to it, help us to act in it and on it and share it and just broadcast it as loudly as we possibly can. Your wisdom serves us as we serve you. You desire to be of service to us so that we can serve others, and the circle continues. Abba, we thank you for your favor, for your chanan, for your chesed, and we thank you for the seen and unseen prosperity that you promise. Abba, we thank you that you sealed your confession over us. In the body of your Son, Yeshua. We repent of the need for the sacrifice. But we are grateful for it. Abba, help us to move forward. Help us to move through the forces that would stifle and hinder. Help us, to, as San said, to trample the forces of the adversary into the very dust of the earth that blows away in a windstorm. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And Yamin. All right. Hallelujah. We are going to cut for a minute, although I don't have anything pulled up for a song. I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but it is kind of hard to teach and search for a song at the same time. I can multitask in certain things, but that is not one I've gotten real good at yet. So, anyway, here we go. On an 8/16/2022 praise, prayer, decree, and declare Tuesday morning, 3rd Yom of the Shabbat. And we are going to ask and see if Shlayach Rock is available, if he's got something for us this morning. If anybody has any information on that inquiry.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, Dan. What's up?
Hallelujah. I think trying to make sure I had to move some things around here. Hallelujah. Wow. That was funny, Scott. Said that Marissa was leaving messages for him for his windows. And it was God's will that he hear it. Yah's will that he hear it, or that the message went through the chat line. But it wasn't a message for him. Yeshua has a way of sending things. I got a call earlier this morning. I had a call early this morning.
Dan, I'm going to cut you off for a minute. I was actually asking to see if Rock was going to be coming on or not, because this is normally his time, his time slot.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I thought you said, okay, my bad.
No, if I said Dan, I apologize. I misspoke. It was not intentional. I did say Rock. At least I thought I did. Marissa, if you can't hear me, can you let me know if Rock is around and if he's planning on coming on?
I'm not sure. I think he's taking a rest.
Ah, okay. Well, in that case, we will open it back up to Dan for a little bit. And go for it, Dan.
All right. I was on two different pages. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Kind of in and out here.
You're loud and clear.
Okay, now you hear me. Hold on. Yes, there it is.
All right, let's go.
Yes. I heard you say something about that earlier on the call, and my phone beeping here, and it was, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He shall be satisfied with the produce of his lips. And the reason I went to that one first, because Yeshua is saying, and I'm seeing and hearing what you said about not just two sides to a story. First time hearing that one myself. Two sides to a story, Yah's side, Hasatan's side, my side, and the other person. Two physical people, and then Yeshua and Hasatan. Hasatan is working through one of the people, and Yeshua working through one of the people. So when you said that in a belly of a, the belly of a man, and, of course, I don't see it in Scripture, but they say the way to a man's heart is through his belly. And what comes out of the man is not what defiles him, but what, is not what goes in, but it's what comes out. We know once something goes in your belly, it comes out ugly. But we're talking about in a supernatural, in the, if you will, spiritual realm. Yeshua has a plan that you speak what you meditated on that morning. You speak life, and the power of life and death, of course, is in the tongue. And I spoke life unto a neighbor in this business area, and I didn't know that that neighbor was going to offer me an open spot, a sublease. I didn't know that neighbor was going to, you know, but the neighbor just seemed it like, you know, it was a barbershop. Said, I'm not accepting new customers when I mentioned about getting my hair cut. Then I went with the Michael's sign to put a Republican sign on her yard. She was a business owner, 6 years. She said, I'm not Republican. So I'm thinking she's, everything I've done, she is not for. Next thing you know, she offered me the spot when she was moving out. So we're nothing but a Brukata of Yeshua. Though we didn't agree upon a couple things, she knew that I had a need. And Yeshua plainly knew that I had a need. My wife's basement, garage, kitchen, she going to prepare food, and it's a bicycle in the kitchen. She going to do something in the front porch, and it's a bicycle in the front porch. So it was a Yah need. Yah had a need for me to get somewhere where it can be nothing at the house and we can have a home of shalom. My wife and kids don't have to focus on business every time you turn around, somebody knocking at your door, ringing the doorbell for a bicycle. So that was disturbing to the home, even though we enjoyed a lot of the fruits of the labor and we enjoyed it, it brought forth
much fruit, but Yeshua had a plan. And his plan was for peace, joy, harmony, and that the home can be not a business and home, and everybody can have a great time. Everybody want to call when I'm getting on my Zoom. But anyway, he's got court this morning. Hopefully he's going to call back. Yeshua had a plan. The power of life and death is in the tongue. An offended brother is worse than a fortified city. And Scribe was talking about that. When Yeshua has a plan, I've heard somebody say it's yes and amen, but sometimes it's no, not right now. Not always yes, it's not right now. So he ain't going to give you a yes to everything that you pray, because some things ain't in the word. So not to get to a rabbit trail, but as we was talking about in the first verse, as Scribe talked about, is he who is first in his cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. And when he is searched out, Yeshua has a plan to show who's right, who's wrong. And it's better to be reconciled than to be right. It's not, don't matter who's right or who's wrong. It's about being reconciled with your neighbor, being reconciled with your spouse, being reconciled with your friend, so that you win them over with love and kindness. And as Proverbs 18 and 13 read, if one turns back a matter before he bears it, it is folly and shame to him. That's why I went to Proverbs 20 and 25. I was looking earlier while I was going to the different ones, but 20 and 25 reads, it is a snare to a man to say rashly a holy thing, and after he vows to inquire about it. Wise king scatters the wicked and turns the wheel over them. But just to get into what he's saying to me personally, what Scribe was asking, Yeshua had a plan, and his will is that we seek him daily and not offend a brother and not look on our needs more than theirs, so that we fill in our belly with full and then our neighbor has needs, or we fill in our belly with or our business and then our neighbor's business is destitute. We're looking on the needs of others more than our own. It ain't just about us. Even in network marketing, it ain't just about us. It's about us helping others. And the more we help others, the more Yeshua barukatizes us. So in training, we get in the word. When we get the word in us, we go share it with others. And we don't just get fed and get fat in the word and not talk to somebody. I mean, the guy was asking for money, but I don't have silver or gold, but such as I have, I'll give thee. Gave him a bottle of water. We exchanged numbers. He said he do bicycles. He came by the shop, fed him. Gave him some food. We enjoyed some time of fellowship. He enjoyed some time of working on bikes. We just had some time together out from the streets where he can be inside somewhere. And then I was able to put a couple of dollars in his pocket as well through Cash App or whatever. So it was not just me looking on my own needs, but getting him off the street for a period of time, getting him in to do something tangible and offering up a prayer and continuously offering up a prayer. So inviting them in. And, you know, so it's Yeshua saying, look on the needs of others more than your own. And they're going, and Yeshua already know what we have need of, so he's going to meet our need as we meet somebody else's need. It's a day and time for that. So people are dealing with some things that's harsh. So we can't just continuously believe that they're going to be going through, and we can just say, oh, we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for them. Oh, you know what? It's going to get better. You know, no. If it's in our means to help, help. If it's not, nothing we can do. I didn't have no cash money on me at the time. So it wasn't in my means to give him cash that was tangible in my wallet. Usually I have a folded up 20, 50 or something like that in my wallet, but wasn't nothing there. Had a bottle of water. It was hot outside. Get off the street, man. Get into the shop. It's air conditioned. I got food there. You're asking for money for food, I take you to eat. You want to work for it? I can give you some money in your pocket. He had a Cash App, bank account, driver's license. So when you see a need in your brothers or neighbors and the fruit is in your womb that you can be fruitful to somebody, produce that, not with your lips lying and saying, I don't have it, and you do have it. That's what it's talking about, too, a lying lips. So putting out the right thing, and Yeshua has a plan. His will be done. And with that, I pass.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Dan. That was a great contribution. Appreciate it. We are going to ask Yami if she would be willing to pray us out. And that way we can put a great exclamation mark on the start of our day. All right. I don't know if Yami is still on the line or if she's having problems finding her mute button. Shalaya Sen, could I ask you to pray us out this morning? All right. Well, hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for the proverbial roll call. We have all got our marching orders. Abba, we just pray for effective direction, effective consideration. Yeah, that we would keep you at the forefront of our thoughts, that we would keep others at the forefront of our thoughts as well, knowing that we are here to serve. Yeah, we just pray Baruchata over each and every one of us on the line, knowing that we are echad, purposed for you, and that our goal is to keep the devil on his heels and put him on the run. So we will finish out with this song to seal that deal. Decree and declare on Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio. I am Shaliah Scribe. We will be back here at 10:07 Eastern, 9:07 Central, and 7:07 PM Pacific for RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections. You don't want to miss it, but you will be missed until then. So get to it. Go be active. Go make your day great. Love y'all. Bye.